right, JJ, we've got a guest on hotline number one this morning from the Ives Hill Retirement Community and the Lodge, David Smelser. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. We're just calling to try to provide some updates on the types of things that we are doing as an organization at our assisted living and independent living facilities across the country to try to protect our residents from catching this deadly virus. Well, first and foremost, we're following all the guidelines that have been established by any of the regulatory bodies that we are required to comply with. And the biggest thing that is really probably having the largest impact on our residents is the fact that as far as the assisted living facility is concerned, we are not allowed to have any visitors in that facility at this point in time. That comes from Medicare and New York State. Because of that, we're also discouraging visitors at our independent living apartment. We really do highly discourage it. And any visitor that comes into the facility must be screened for potential exposure. And if they indicate positive, then we would deny them visitation rights at that point in time. The other things that are occurring is we've been told to stop all communal dining at our assisted and skilled nursing facilities, and so that's impacted the Lodge. But we've taken that a step further because you've heard, I'm sure you and your listeners have heard, that we're supposed to have no gatherings over no larger than 10 is what the recommendation is. So we're also now delivering meals for all of our independent apartment residents as well. So there's no communal dining at any of our facilities. And that same applies to group activities. But what we're trying to do, though, is relative to activities and that visitor situation is create environments where people can reach out to their family members through electronic communication.
Yeah, and again, David Smelser, President and CEO of Ives Retirement Community and also the Lodge.
The other thing that's going on at our facilities is, again, mandated from an employee standpoint. Because, of course, our big concern is if there is a mass breakout in one of our areas that we would struggle to have employees who would be healthy to come to work. And so employees are required in the assisted living environment, which would be the Lodge, to wear a mask anytime they are in contact with the residents. We are screening all of our employees when they come to work. We're doing everything we can to try to make sure that the residents who are inside our facilities are safe and healthy at this point in time. And of course, when they're in our facilities, they've got round-the-clock supervision, and we've got all the supplies they need.
Now, Dave, I have a question, actually, with that, the assisted living. Is there a drop-off point, or is there a place that, like, their loved ones or family members could go if they wanted to deliver, like, cards or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. They can drop them off at the main doors of all of our facilities. That's the only access point now to any of our larger buildings would be the main door. And so they're welcome to do that.
If folks want more information.
They can reach out to our website, heritage1886.org or Ives Hill, and just Google those and you'll be able to get all of our up-to-date information. In fact, that's one of the best ways to stay up-to-date on what's going on throughout our organizations if the rules change. Best way to stay in touch with what's going on is to go to our websites and check us out there. Or they can give us a call at our corporate office, which is 716-985-6800.
All right, David Smelser from the Ives Retirement Community and also the Lodge President and CEO. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you all very much for the time.